Hey, Dan Sheridan here once again, telling America's story. This is Lesson 34. We're talking about the French. This is part 5 of our discussion of the French. And we're going to talk about in this lesson, the first battle of Ticonderoga. No, we're not talking about the Revolutionary War, but the very first battle of Ticonderoga is Champlain versus the Iroquois. I'll tell you about it. Let's get started. Well, the French got along well with the natives. We talked about that in our last lesson. And Champlain won the friendship of the Algonquin tribes on behalf of France, and the France treated the natives really well. They even intermarried, and many adopted each other's ways of life. But there was one mistake the French made with the natives that would eventually cost them their foothold in the New World. I ain't kidding. One event changed the course of history, and let me tell you about it. Well, as we said, Samuel Champlain introduced the Algonquin tribes to the fur trade, and about 1 year after he built Quebec, in the year 1609, the Algonquin were about to go fight their old enemies, the Iroquois. Now, the Iroquois Confederacy, known as the Five Nations, lived mainly in the valley of the Mohawk River in the present state of New York. And the Algonquin and the Iroquois were bitter enemies. Well, Champlain wanted to support his friends, the Algonquin, so he went with them to support them in the fight against their deadly enemy. After all, it was only natural to support your neighbor, right? Champlain did what we'd all probably do in that situation. We'd help our buddies out. Well, the Iroquois had never seen a European, and they'd never seen or heard a gunfire. So this is a big deal. The only thing they knew was spears, bows, and arrows. So when the battle began at Lake Champlain near Ticonderoga, the lake that bears our subject's name, Champlain fired on them with his musket, and he killed some of the Iroquois. The rest of the Iroquois fled in terror before this new mysterious weapon. Now imagine that. They had never seen a European and they'd never heard a gun before. And that must have been quite a sight in the sound of it. If you've never heard a gun fired before, the first time you hear it, you're like, wow, that's pretty scary. So these Iroquois just fled in terror at the sight of this new weapon. Well, the people of France soon regretted this event. The Iroquois were the greatest warriors among the North American natives, and they never forgot what the French did to them on that fateful day. The Five Nations hated the French, and they would make alliances with any Europeans who found in the French a common enemy. And eventually, the Iroquois would obtain guns from the Dutch and English and pay back the French with interest. And that all came from that very first day. So the shots fired by Champlain should be remembered as one of the most important events in American history. This is really the first battle of Ticonderoga, and from this point on, the Iroquois kept the French away from the Hudson River, and as a result, the French never could gain a foothold in New York and control that area. So we see this was the beginning of the end for the French, even though they didn't know it at the time, which eventually they'd lose out in North America altogether when we come to the 1760s. And this is a big reason why that happened. All right, in our next lessons, we're going to talk a little bit more about the relationships between the French and the natives. Also, we're going to delve into the work of men like Marquette, Joliet, LaSalle, and Détante. These are great stories. The French's role in America is very important in those early days, and it's something we should learn as part of our study of American history, and that's why I'm spending a little time here. So, this is Dan Sheridan. It's been a pleasure spending this time with you. Once again, I really hope you learned something. Until we talk again, remember this. Be good to one another, because we're in this together. Have an awesome day.